you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Just a Sip. All right, you guys have spoken. I've seen all your requests. You guys want to see me and Ms. Gossip Girl back together. I know y'all think I'm going to cry again, but I'm not. Because I have my girl, Nina Parker, here, and we about to kiki about today's hottest topics and about our personal life. This retrograde is no joke.
It hasn't been too bad for me. Mine's been more technological issues than normally when it's retrograde for me, I'm getting in a lot of arguments. So yes. I'm happy that I am good in my personal relationships, but I have definitely, like, right before I logged on, my computer crashed.
It's some tech issues right now. But by the way, you ain't gonna get in an argument with nobody. You don't see nobody, you old hobbit.
Look, that's how you get to the arguments, because you're on the phone all day texting people.
By the way, just so you guys know, Nina and I have worked together for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
And for the last year, we sat back to back almost at work. Our desks were side by side. And now with all the COVID, you know, precautions and, you know, we barely get to see each other at work. I'm always trying to steal her wigs.
He is. And you're finishing when I'm just getting started. So I feel like the mingling that we used to do, like we go into each other's dressing room, like we're getting emails like no more in person. So it's like I can't see you like I want to.
But let me ask you a question, because for somebody who was concerned about COVID and, you know, getting back to work and all of these things, how are you feeling now being back at work?
I feel good. I'm good at work because we get tested 3 times a week. So I feel, you know, it's not the security, but I feel really safe. I feel like the protocols that are going in, like everybody gets tested. There's somebody who comes around and wipes everything down like once an hour. So I actually probably feel more safe than I do anywhere else.
Well, okay, let me ask you this other question, because we are both single people.
Yes.
And a lot of times, I don't know about for you, but for me, I feel like I'm on Fear Factor every time I make out with somebody. You know what I mean? Like, am I going to wake up tomorrow?
It's
like, you know, the start of it. Like, was the D worth it? Like,
I've had a few COVID boos. I've had a few, you know, not COVID boos, meaning they tested for positive. When I say COVID boo, I mean during the time of COVID, you know, like, you know, dating, it's been challenging. But yeah, it is still like a little scary, because we live in a world where somebody can test negative and then there's false negatives. And so I think I'm just dealing with a little PTSD, but for the most part, I'm okay.
I want a man with an antibody. Like, keep your credit score. I used to say I want a man with a good credit score. I just want a man with a good antibody count. That means that, like, you are Gucci for the next 3 months.
Right. No, I get it. There's something about that negative COVID test that's sexy.
All right. Everybody's been talking about this Cardi B Offset situation. Cardi B and Offset. Well, Cardi B really announced that she was filing for divorce from Offset after 3 years of marriage. Now, this happened just before her birthday party in Las Vegas. So when her birthday rolled around, people were surprised to see Offset not only at her party, but on her Instagram.
Yeah.
Now, apparently her baby daddy was with a Rolls Royce, honey. And she was like, I just wanted some dick on my birthday, which I'm not mad about.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
But then she confirmed on her Insta story that she and Offset are back together. They're giving it another try. And she since has deleted her Twitter account because she said fans were coming for her life, trying to control her. Did you see this coming?
Yeah, because I'm a Libra, like Cardi. And we are indecisive. We lead with our hearts. So our mind knows what we're supposed to be doing. You and I have had this discussion before. When me and you talk about my relationships, I know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes.
It's doing it because of my selfish needs or whatever, feeling like, I know I'm not supposed to be with this person, but you know, this and this is why I want to. Knowing that eventually I'm gonna have to cut the cord. So I don't feel like Cardi and Offset are gonna be together forever. I just don't. She's super young. She's 28 years old. And, you know, so when I think about when I was 28, I didn't know what I was doing. I was leading with my heart for sure. I don't care how advanced she might have grown in her career. She's still, let's not forget, when Cardi first came on the scene, she was talking about marrying a dude who was in jail.
Yes.
Get married in the jail because she loved him so much. And he ended up breaking up with her. And she was upset. So he ended up breaking up with her. And thank God he did, because she glowed up afterwards. And I think the same is going to happen once she finally decides to leave Offset. But I think they're going to be off and on for a while, and they have a daughter. So it's not like they can make a clean break. Like, they're going to always have to communicate. And I think he uses that to his advantage, knowing that he can kind of be like, oh, this is for culture, you know, and just slip back in there.
Yeah. Yeah. My only issue is, though, when you use the D word in a relationship, divorce,
yeah,
and you go ahead and you say that out loud and you go to the lens to file the papers, and then all of a sudden you reneged, that person is never going to take those threats seriously again.
I was this person, and my best friend finally had to tell me. She was like, girl, you got to stop breaking up every other week, because, and she was right. She was like, if there's no meaning behind your word, especially with a man in a relationship, especially a man like Offset, who has a history of cheating. So it's different for a man, and you guys have been in a relationship and there's never been infidelity. He's mature. He's grounded. He's whole himself. That's different. You wouldn't even need to break up with that type of man every other week. But like a man like Offset, who's growing too, who has infidelity issues, dealing with being rich, money, being in a relationship, guys like that, you have to have hard boundaries with.
Yeah.
They learn more how to make up for the mistake than not commit it.
100%, which is also why, because I always say, like, when you're that rich, there's a lawyer living in your house at that point, who you're paying by the hour anyway. So filing for divorce is not that big of a deal to celebrities. Right. It's like, it's a $2,500 text message.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it's a different beast. I think for a minute, because he was filming from a different house, so it looked like he had moved out or she had moved. It looked like it was, I think at the moment, she really meant it. I think she really meant it. And then, you know, my birthday is coming up, and if you do get this, like, oh, I just want to be with a boo. Like, I get that part, but you got to power through that, you know, because if they know it's only going to take a Birkin, then they'll just have Birkins on deck.
100%, which is why I thought maybe she did it because she wanted him to up that birthday present. You know what I mean? Like, because I know a lot of people who do that. I know a lot of people who fight right before Thanksgiving, right before Christmas, right before Valentine's Day.
That's too much. Because this is my thing. I think you can't cry wolf. You know, I think you gotta be eventually, and she'll learn. Like I said, she's 28. Like, you're still, to me, you're still really, I don't take relationships serious. I don't care if you married or not. I don't take relationships serious in your 20s. I just don't.
Yes.
I don't care if you married, you got a baby. Because you grow, you are such a different person from your 20s to your 30s to your 40s. Like, you, I don't care how certain you are going to change.
Yeah, but Nina, let's be real. I've said this about celebrities my whole life. When a celebrity peaks, I feel like that person gets stuck at that age. Mm. When Cardi B was popping off and on Love and Hip Hop, the maturity level stayed at a cute 23. And because she got, not only that, she didn't just pop off. She didn't just become a celebrity. People kind of knew her because she was, you know, foul-mouthed and unfiltered.
Right.
And people loved her behavior and still do. We like her because she's a real bitch. So I think for her, when we're going through life and we're at 22, 23, popping off and being foul-mouthed, somebody usually sits us down and says, you have to grow up. Like, you have to evolve because the people around you are evolving.
I had a conversation with her personally when we did the Love, when I first met her. So at her first Love and Hip Hop reunion, we talked on the couches, but there's a lot of downtime sometimes when we're filming. And there was a conversation that I had with her about, like, you know, because I knew of her before she joined Love and Hip Hop because she was popular on Instagram for just being.
Yes.
And so I had been following her. So when she joined the show, I was like, that's amazing. Like, that'll be a great look. So when she did the reunion and she sat on the couch and I asked her, like, how are you adjusting to? Because it's one thing to have a fan base that loves you for being crazy on Instagram.
Yes.
Get on a show, people can choose to hate you, you know? And so she was used to getting loved by her fan base that loved her on Instagram. When she got to this more mainstream audience and people were talking about her teeth, talking about her craziness, talking about how she spoke, it really, I think, affected her because she was used to being people that loved her for these.
Yeah.
Now you come into this mainstream audience and people are criticizing you and you're just, and she, like I said, she's a Libra. We're very sensitive, but we also will get it popping. So when I talked to her on the couch, she was just like, I don't like this. Like, she was like, I don't like being so heavily criticized and I don't like the way that people feel like they can talk to me crazy just because I'm on TV, like I'm a human being. Like I remember like them saying, we're not going to use this because they didn't want to feel like they were contributing to this negativity. And they were like, we can't use this. But I had a full conversation with her about how she was adjusting. And at the time it wasn't, she liked the vessel, but she didn't like the trolls and that she's issue with that. And I think, you know, that's human. But I think with Cardi, she seems extra sensitive to it, to the point where I feel like maybe it's time to have someone else manage the social media and you pop in and out. But I think reading the comments, being in the comments, it's detrimental.
100%. And I think it's more detrimental now that we are all at home and this COVID pandemic is happening, because you have time now. You have time to read each and every one and you have time to respond.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I'm semi-worried about, this is going to sound weird.
What?
But I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to explain myself. I think when you're dealing with somebody in that life, when you're dealing with a rapper, when you're dealing with a baller, when you're dealing with somebody that's like hood rich, there's a certain life that you kind of sort of accept because you get into that mentality of that's just what they do. They're rappers. Yeah. You know, they're B-boys. Like, yeah, my man might cheat on me, but he gives me everything that I want. And
I can't. Like, and I feel the same way. I have a theory. My theory is this. I don't care. People can disagree with me all they want to. I do not believe a man as an actor, a rapper, I don't think they're faithful. I work in the entertainment industry and I've been doing this since 2007. So I don't care what nobody tell me, because there's a lot that I don't speak on that I have seen when I've been out that never said anything about. There are men that I've seen stepping out on their wives and girls on social media come across like choir boys. And I would, but I have seen so much behind the scenes that I just truly don't believe, especially in an athlete or a rapper, I just don't think in their prime they have the ability to be faithful. I just don't.
Well, let's be real. Let's keep it all the way 100. There have been some actresses.
Yes.
I.e. some artists.
Yeah.
Who have stepped out on their husbands with other famous men. So absolutely. I think it happens on both ends.
I 100% agree that there are women who are unfaithful. I just don't think the number is as large as the men. I think you can be a young woman. I think you could be a young 25-year-old actress in your prime and you would be faithful to your man. You flip that coin. I'm not going to give you as much benefit of the doubt as I would give her. People can call it what they want to. It is a double standard. I agree. But I know I can only go by what I've seen, and it's not been pretty.
I think with men, it's a numbers game. Okay. I think if you had a pulse and you looked presentable and a man wanted to cheat, he would cheat. Let's be real. I'm going to say, look, if you have a pulse, and you have like a heel, like if your loose side heel is halfway together,
my tail.
And you got two strands of hair coming on the side. If a man wanted to cheat, he was going to cheat. Because if he wants to,
and that's the key thing, is like, and this is what I always tell my friends and what they tell me too, is like, I think at one point when I was in an old relationship and I was kind of going through that phase of knowing it wasn't right and starting to feel like maybe I should snoop. It's like, that's the light bulb. And it's like, once you start wanting to snoop, like my friend was like, girl, you can look all you want to and it could be clean in that phone. That doesn't mean that he's not cheating, but if he wants to, he's going to. Like, it doesn't
100.
You snoop. Like, it doesn't matter how much you threaten him and tell him. If somebody wants to do something, if I right now told you there's something I want to do, nothing you could say is going to keep me from doing it.
Yeah, but you know what it is about when women cheat? It hurts more because, you guys, it's an intimate thing. It's an intimacy thing that you guys are searching
with
for.
Most
it's
of a us. Connection. I know some people who are not, like, I had a girlfriend who really loved her man, but his member wasn't working. And ooh. Refused to discuss the problem. Her thing was, if we can communicate, I'll be okay. But he refused to discuss his issue. He was taking medication that was affecting him. And instead of going back to the doctor, instead of talking to her, he just shut down communication. And after like 6 months of frustration, she went out. She loved him, but she was like, I'm frustrated.
And so 100.
There are certain cases that are unique. But I do think for women in general, it is more of like, I'm lacking in this emotional way that I'm not connecting, and I'm looking to find that somewhere else.
That's why it's a little bit harder. I feel like men can't accept when women cheat
because
it's normally about an emotional, like, you love this man. Like, if you're gonna cheat on your man with somebody, it's either gonna be Michael B. Jordan, because that's a given. And if Michael B. Jordan walked up to you and said, hey, I want to touch it,
you would be like, where? You got to have a list where these three celebs, you're allowed to cheat. These three, I'm allowed to cheat. We got
100%. But if it's not Michael B. Jordan or the other two motherfuckers on the list, 9 times out of 10, you have an emotional connection with that person. And it goes deeper than just the physical. Right. If you're a woman.
Yes, I agree with that. And I think, you know, it really, really the issue is what you're not getting. It's okay. What is lacking over here that makes me feel like I need to get it from here? But there had been a couple times in a relationship where I was like, you know, I was starting to crave things I wasn't getting. And I was like, I mean, I'm not a cheating type, but I definitely was like, why am I even thinking this way? And it was because of the lack, you know? And so I understand why some people, so if I wasn't as emotionally mature, if I was in my 20s, I did cheat. And I just didn't like the way it made the other person feel. And I was like, I never want to make someone feel like this. But there was a time where I was mature to recognize what was going on.
Did you ever cheat and not say anything?
No, I only did it once. And I felt so guilty. I promised myself I would never make another person feel that way again. But I got caught. So I guess.
By the way, bitch, you were riding on that high horse talking about, I would never not say anything. No, the reason why you said caught slipping.
I was like 20, 21. I was baby. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to cheat back then.
How'd you get caught?
My best friend told my boyfriend.
No.
Yes. She encouraged me to cheat, then called him and said what I was doing. My best friend.
No.
Yes.
Did you fight that?
Yeah. I didn't fight her. You know what? I was so crushed because I think people would think that I would react that way. But I was so crushed that she did that. I had been unhappy. I mean, this was like my high school boyfriend. So we had been together from like 14 to 18. And then I was now in college and I had really just outgrown him. And I was trying to have like a long distance relationship and it just wasn't working. I was in college. I was, you know, I'm a Delta, I'm in a sorority, I'm doing all these things.
And
he just wasn't keeping up. He wasn't in school. Like I was just going like this and he was going like that.
You had outgrew him.
But we were still connected from this long-term thing. And so she was like, girl, you need to live your life. You need to da-da-da-da. You need to da-da. And the day I cheated with this other dude where I was like, girl, I think I'm going to meet him. She called him that night and was like, you need to know what Nina's doing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was the godmother of her child. Like, eviscerated our relationship.
And then
she saw him. She ran up on him. Like, I can't believe you told her. And it was just like, so this was my Love and Hip Hop moment when I was like 21.
By the way, just to put a button on this whole thing, Cardi B and Offset is like the exact reason I don't get involved in my friend's relationship.
Totally.
Because like when my girl is like, I hate my man, I used to be like, yeah, let's fight his ass. He cheated on you.
And then
2 weeks later, they're back together and you're the one who's not invited over for happy hour.
It's I learned my lesson. I think Justin is just maturity, because I think when you're young, you want to be ride or die for your homegirl. I think when you get older, you start to realize that most of the time they choose him. Like most of the time, the guy will find a way to manipulate it or make it seem like it wasn't what it was. And then they're like, okay. But, you know, so I've learned also, like, unless it's dire, I try not to get involved. And I just try to support whatever they want. I'm like, girl, whatever you want to do, I'm here.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
By the way, I've gotten smart. I no longer get involved in people's relationships, but what I'll do is I'll stage a gay intervention where I'll invite my girlfriend to brunch.
Oh, bitch.
And I'll invite my gays. I'll invite my gays, and I won't say a fucking word. I won't say a damn thing.
You're so ridiculous. Justin did this to me for everybody listening. That's why I'm having a fit, because he's so full. I was going through a really rough time.
Hold on. Before you explain it, let me set this. Let me tell you why I do this, and I've done this for years.
Are you being serious? You really do this on a regular basis?
Yes.
Set me up like this. I knew that invite was weird. It was just weird.
But it was exactly what you needed.
It was what I needed. It was.
Because let me tell you what I do. And I learned this at a very early period in Los Angeles. Sometimes when you're so close to somebody, they don't listen to you. Yeah. You know, they always listen to the stranger. And sometimes when you're so close in a situation, you're too afraid to be completely honest with somebody, because you don't want to seem like a hater. So when when it's your close friend, you never want to go there. But if it's not your close friend and you gay, you have the right to step right into that.
Which is what you did. You invited me to the brunch. It was very random. And I was like, okay, sure, I'll come. And then I think you said something like, how's it going? Like, how's everything at home? And then I think that's what I, you know, because, you know, when you're stressed out, you vent. So you're just, And so as soon as the vent comes, then the advice comes afterwards. So I think you set it up to the intervention would happen.
Yeah, but I took it one step further.
They were like, oh, honey, what are you doing? Like, it was
right.
It was so funny at the time, but I did need the intervention, but I also had a good time. I needed that day in general, but I was in a depression, I think. Like, I needed it. But, you know, I will say nothing happened immediately after that, but it planted a seed that grew and blossomed, and is why I am in such a peaceful place now.
Look, I tried everything. I even hired a stripper to come to an Oscar party and flirt with you.
Shut up!
That Latin man was really a stripper who I hired to come and flirt with you, who I might hire again for your birthday.
Justin and I met at the Oscar party. This was in March or end of February?
Yes!
Probably the most attractive man I have met in my like, not someone on the big screen, but like someone that you met face to face, insanely attractive.
I was going to fight you for him that night.
Okay, I'm going to tell people this story because people have to understand what a good wingman Justin is. So this man comes. Justin and I go to this party. We're tired. We had been invited for work. We were like, we had to go to this Oscar party. We were both tired. I had hit him like, are you going? He was like, we're going to rally. So I was not feeling good about myself that day. I was fresh off of a breakup. I was feeling like in my feelings about how I look. And I was like, Justin was like, bitch, if you don't put on a bob, because y'all know I got 10 different wigs. Justin was like, if you don't put on this bob. And I was like, I don't know what
put
to
the bob.
I felt like the outfit I had on was a little too dressy because I wore this like outfit I was going to wear to a Golden Globes after party that I didn't end up going to. So I was like, I'm going to just put it on. So I put it on. I start like talking to myself like, you a bad bitch. Who's a bad bitch? You a bad bitch.
You a bad bitch.
And I feel good and I'm loving on myself, giving myself the love that I always require from others.
Which you should always do.
Which I should always do. I'm bigging myself up. I get to the party and I'm in an amazing mood. We get there. I have my girlfriend there. I immediately run up to Justin. We start kikiing. As we're talking, this man comes in the room. He's like 6'4", beautiful.
Fine.
Like suit that looked like it had been blazed on him, honey.
Fine.
Dripping.
And you know what he looked like? You know what he looked like? You know what he looked like? Let me tell you what he looked like. I'm going to give you the exact description because I really thought about it.
Tell me.
You know those, like, those Latin crime mob movies.
Yeah.
And there's always like that 30-year-old who's like the nephew. Who's like the nephew of like the older man who has one foot in, one foot out.
Yes, like,
his grandfather is the Don. His
great uncle
Marcello is the Don.
If you can imagine how fine he is from that description, the fine nephew that comes in and it's like the camera pans and the music is on and the record stops. That was him. And I'm not exaggerating, am I?
Not at all.
So Justin and I see him and I'm like, this man is fine. And the fact, because there are a lot of men in LA who are not tall. He was like 6'4". And I was just like, holy this man is. I was like, is he on a TV show? Like, how is he this fine? He walks past us and Justin tells me, nobody's ever.
Let me see if you remember.
I remember. Justin says, the next time he walks by here, bitch, you better push me into him. And
that's
my move. Excuse me? And he said, when he walks by here, push me into him. I was like, Justin, you're crazy.
So not at all.
And Justin damn near grabs me by my collar. He's like, bitch, if you don't push me when he comes over. So I panicked. Justin goes flailing. Justin flails, spins, and falls right into old boy.
Into his arms.
Me and my girlfriend are like, oh my God, this is crazy. And it works.
By the way, he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'm fine. And he's like, oh my God, I don't know what happened. I just like, you know, whatever. And he goes,
oh my gosh, I don't know if it's this drink. He's very nice.
And this is how, but this is what happened. This is how I knew he wasn't gay. I said, oh yeah, it must be these shoes. I always set him up with the shoes. Like, yeah, I must have tripped over my shoes. And then he looked down at my shoes and he was like, yeah, those are some nice kicks. And I'm like, bitch, they're Prada Creepers. And if you were gay, you would have known that. I was like, all yours, Nina. Go right in there, bitch.
Justin dipped out the conversation as soon as he came. I'm going to let y'all know. He threw that man. He was like, okay, girl, I'm going to go to the back. And I was like, where are you? First of all, I didn't want to be left alone with him because I had just been single for a couple months. I literally.
Minutes.
That I have been single. Right. It had been a couple months. I was still getting into the place where I wanted to date. My armpits were sweating. That man was fine. And then as Justin leaves me and he turns and he's like, you're really beautiful. And I was like,
yeah. Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? And Justin has left. Justin's off twerking in the corner somewhere. I don't know where he went.
100%. But I had set it up. I was like, this is my girlfriend, Nina. Nina, this is
Yeah. So fast forward to he'll be here January. Thursday for my birthday.
Booyah! Booyah! The gays know how to do it.
Oh my gosh. I'm so embarrassed telling the story, but
why not? No, but this is, I'm telling you. This is what it's all about. And this is what I hate about people. I tell this to my friends all the time. If it's not meant for you, if you're not going to devour the whole plate and that plate's not going to devour you back, don't lick it. Like, if we go out and we meet a man.
I love you so much.
No, it's true. It's true. Yeah. I have a very specific type. None of my friends like kids. I like a dude with kids. I will take a dude with a 17-year-old, 14-year-old. I love kids.
Yeah.
My friends are always like, I'm never going to be with a man with kids. I'm like, so why did you sleep with Damien right here instead of just being like, hey, by the way, my boy right here is like your type. Like we all, you know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
And I'm not one of those people.
You're such a good, I mean, you really need to do a relationship advice thing in addition to just the sip. I know you give it here, but you give amazing advice and you keep people grounded. I am a Libra and I tend to romanticize. I will meet a man and be like, Justin, I think this is my husband. Justin's like, you need to calm the f*** down.
You need to calm the f*** down.
And be like, listen. So like now when I look at things like, and I'm not kidding, he really is coming out here for my birthday. And and so I'm just keeping it light. Like I have no expectations. I just want to have a good time. Like it's my birthday. I'm in such a peaceful place. I love myself so much. It doesn't even matter where it goes. I don't care because my happiness doesn't leave when somebody else.
Yes.
Leaves. So whether you're here or not, my happiness, the party's right here. So
oh my God.
Or you can go and be a part of another party, and that's no shade, no diss, but mine is gonna continue.
Look at Mrs. Hannigan's girls just growing up right here.
This quarantine has done a lot of self work on my spirit. I feel very
good. Right. You know what's so funny? I can find everybody a motherfucking man, but I can't find one for myself.
Well, you know, you are a matchmaker, and you know, even inadvertently. But it's so funny because every time I put you on my Instagram, I get so many DMs, but they're never from people who I think are your type.
Same here. I never get
DMs. I'm like, Justin, Justin don't want you. People be like, oh, I love him. And I'm like, I wonder if I should start sharing it with you, but I just feel like you would be like, bitch, who is this?
Please, bitch. Bitch.
I have high standards. You know, you like a specific type.
I don't have high standards. I just don't want to waste anybody's time.
You're very certain. And I love that. I love that for you. But I think sometimes when you have boundaries, when you're certain, when you know what you want, I think that you close the playing field, which is good. It's a good thing because people have to come up to meet you.
If the 100%.
People so much, most of the time they're lowering, like the people who are always out, always on a date, they're not always getting what they want. You know what I mean?
100.
You will.
Can we move on to something that kind of hit close to home for me?
Yes.
So Lily James is an actress who was linked to Chris Evans earlier this year. But if you don't know who Lily James is, she's Cinderella. And Dominic West is an actor who you probably saw in The Affair and also on Mona Lisa Smiles. So allegedly, there were photos and there was a rumor of them being spotted kissing while they were both in Europe. And they had starred in a BBC series that's coming out later this year where he played her dad.
I didn't know he played her dad.
Yes, in The Pursuit of Love.
Sickness.
So now Dominic West rushed home. He and his wife took a photo together in front of their castle and was like, oh my God, we're fine. Our love is stronger than ever. Mm. So now she has a movie that's coming out with Armie Hammer called Rebecca on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And she was supposed to make an appearance on the Today Show and she canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me say this.
Okay.
I'm going to say this. And I'm going to be completely honest with everybody. And I'm going to be frank. If I were Netflix, I would have been pissed because this had nothing to do with our project. And when you're an actress and you sign up for a movie, you make a commitment that you're going to do so many marketing and PR visits.
Yeah.
And you're contracted by the studio.
You are.
And it just looks bad on her that she has canceled it. Dominic West went back to his fortress and no one's talking about it. Meanwhile, he left your ass out here to fend for yourself.
Yeah. I never watched The Affair when it was on air. When quarantine happened, about 3 months ago, I decided to get invested. And I was like, I'll just watch one episode. And if it's not good, I ended up binging the whole series. It's juicy. It's dark. It's insane. It's messy. I hear a lot of times that people are chosen for roles because they are very similar to the characters. If he isn't like this character, child, then I am not surprised. And the show is very hot, very steamy. It's a lot of sex. So I wouldn't be surprised. I feel like perhaps maybe he has an open relationship with his wife. That's the only thing I can think of, because for her to go out the next day and stand out in their front yard of their home and put on airs for this man after he done embarrassed her to the world. They have to have had an arrangement and she already knew.
This is my issue. And I tell this to everybody. I don't care if you have an open relationship. I don't even need you to tell me that you have one.
Right.
But what you need to do, and I say this all the time, I don't know what my life would be like with my husband after 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he would want to touch me all the time or I would want to touch him because, you know, I haven't been in that position before. But I understand people who are in that really that kind of relationship and they find themselves not being attracted to one another or, you know, there's some medical issue that might keep them apart. The problem that I have with it is when you embarrass your partner.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, for me, it's like, and a lot of people, let me let y'all know something. Y'all got some arrangements and y'all don't know y'all got some arrangements. Okay?
Listen, a lot of y'all in open relationships and don't know it.
I don't even know it. I'm like, bitch, you in an open relationship.
That was me at one point. That was me at one point too. So I get it.
And by the way, your open relationship should be like a pipe. It should flow both ways, not like a tennis ball container, bitch, where the pop comes off whenever it wants to come off.
It's a problem.
100%.
You know what? I agree with you on that. And I think, you know, the one thing I can't, I saw a tweet the other day, and it wasn't about this. It was about another situation where a man had put a woman on blast. And a woman said, as sure as the sun sets, and rises, a man will find a way to embarrass his woman. And I laugh so hard. And, you know, it's a joke. And I don't obviously think every man does that. But I do think that there's a common sense chip that is missing with some men who are in these open relationships. And they think because it's open, it means free game. Like, I can just go out. But there's still protocol you need to follow to make sure that your partner is not embarrassed.
Yes, I agree with that. But I often think that people are so embarrassed and to talk about things like this that they don't set the ground rules that need to be set.
Right.
So you say it in a passive aggressive way, like, I better not see that bitch around my kids, or I better not see da da da. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you say it that way, but what you should say is,
that's
hey,
not very passive, Justin.
I know, but I mean, like, you know, like, in the heat of the
don't
moment.
That bitch around my kids is not passive aggressive, it's aggressive.
This is clear, but that's an adult situation. That is an adult step to make in a relationship. And I think because it's so significant, the conversation should be as significant as what you're getting into. So if you're going to sit down with your partner and say, hey, let's do this. I'm not too sure about it, but I'm willing to explore it. Let's try it for a 6-month, you know, iteration. But these are my boundaries. These are my hard boundaries. I can't have you do this. I don't want you to do it in the same city that we live in.
I feel for her, and I shouldn't, because if she's okay with it, I should be okay with it. They came out with that little handwritten ransom note that it looked like and set it on the front porch for everybody to look at. Like, the whole thing is a movie in itself. I think Dominic West has a strange, strange lifestyle. And I agree. Like, I don't necessarily feel like it's Lily's fault if he's telling her. We don't know what he's telling her, but if he is saying, hey, this is open, she knows about it, maybe they FaceTime, child, I don't know. But people have to also think of, especially when you're a public figure, these two are public figures, they're out in public together, knowing he's married. Even if the wife is okay with it, y'all FaceTime, and she knew where y'all was going, they don't look good for your job, they don't look good for your image, they don't look good. And when you're a public figure, you have to think about not only as what I'm doing right, but you gotta think about what is this going to look like to everybody else? What is this going to look like to support my projects? What is this going to look like if your basis, which Dominique's is, basis women 45, 55 and up, they don't want to follow and fall in love with a character on screen that is that flawed. They don't want that.
No. But that's the problem, because the base is not going to take it out on Dominic West. The base is going to take it out on Lily James. Yes. That's the bigger issue.
That's the truth. I have a funny theory about this. So when I was in therapy, this was years ago, I was in therapy and the therapist was like, there are men who are in relationships are married, carry themselves two ways. She was like, some carry themselves like Barack Obama, where you see their wife before you see them. Mm-hmm. That it's clear that they're married, that like their wife is a part of their presence, even when she's not in the room. There's men who carry themselves like that, where you wouldn't even like, you know, obviously the women are going to approach them. But, you know, if you're of any type of moral ground, you don't even want to approach it because you're like, he is clearly into his wife. And then she told me there are men who carry themselves in a completely different way, where it's like you are questioning if he's even in a relationship and he's full on married. And she was like, they have a choice how they want to present themselves to the world. You want the man who's going to present himself like Barack when you're not around.
Dominic West is one of those dudes where for a brief second, it's like, you just feel a sweat on you. And you're like, wow, we were like, ooh, that was
weird. I don't think he's particularly attractive, but I do think that there is a draw with him. That's there's an air about him that's just kind of exudes sex.
And it's, but by the way, you know, the sex would be nasty.
It would be nasty.
Like, it would be like a mattress on the floor nasty.
Yeah, I mean, I just think there's some things you can't fake. If you've seen The Affair, that choreography, I think, is his, so.
Ooh, Tina Landon, girl. He came through like motherfucking Tina Landon. That was Homecoming Beyonce before Homecoming Beyonce.
I hate you so much.
Kim Kardashian turns 40 years old today. Happy birthday, Kim.
Day before me, honey.
Happy birthday, Kimbo.
My fellow Libra sister.
Nina, happy birthday.
Thank you.
This is a very special, special Justice Hit because you will be 41 the day after this comes out.
Yep, I'll be 41. No wrinkles yet. I'm on wrinkles.
No kids.
I've been good. No kids. The name, they won't be coming.
Look, she got her own house. She got her own car. Work hard. And you guys, don't forget, follow Nina, Miss Gossip Girl. Miss Gossip Girl with a Z. That's Ibzy Gossip Girl. Yeah. You can catch her on Nightly Pop every Monday through Thursday.
Yep.
Hanging out. And you guys, if I've said anything this whole quarantine, don't forget to damn vote.
Ooh, please vote.
Bye.
I love you.
You guys, thanks for listening. And do not forget to subscribe. And you can follow me at The Lady Sitter and be sure to come back every week for another pour of your favorite celebrity.